This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
M&M Service Company is teaming up with the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District and the Madison County Planning and Development Department to host a cover crop seminar and field day on this Friday, November 13th in Marine, Illinois. M&M Service Company seed specialist Jason Bowler has more.
Start time for our cover crop seminar and field day will be at 8:30 at the Lions Club in Marine, Illinois. If you're not familiar, the Lions Club is located directly across the street from the M&M Service plant right on 143 in Marine.
Now, is this event open to the public, customers, who all can attend?
Yep, this is an event open to the public and anyone interested. The field day was put on kind of a combined project between Madison County Soil and Water, M&M Service Company, and Madison County Planning and Development. So it is, we're partnering up with the government in the name of stewardship and soil health, and it's open to anyone who has an interest and would like to attend.
And I think you've got a few different speakers lined up for the field day. So what are some topics that you guys will be covering?
It'll be a lot around management of cover crop species, the benefits of what cover crop species can do towards restoring soil health and soil and water quality. We have farmers, people who use cover crops in their system, people from cover crop advisory board, soil and water, talking about best management practices, soil health, how we can incorporate cover crops into your rotations, and the benefits they can provide. We're going to have three speakers before lunch. Then lunch will be provided by the Illinois Council for Best Management Practices. And after lunch, we'll invite everyone to come across the street to the M&M Service Facility and see our plots where we have several cover crop species growing right now.
Working for M&M, have you seen a lot of farmers implement cover crops into their fields, or what has that been like, I guess, maybe over the past year?
I have to say, over my tenure here, at first there wasn't much press or there wasn't much talk of people using cover crops. And I would say each year there seems to be a little more interest and more people wanting to know about them, wanting to maybe try some. And we're currently putting out quite a few cover crops around the area. A lot of rye, cereal rye, ryegrass, tillage radish mixtures. Just kind of really depends on what each individual operator is really looking to get out of his cover crop, what mixture is being recommended.
Well, one thought that comes to mind when talking about cover crops is it's another added input cost to an operation that might not seem like it's necessary. But do you, in your opinion, do you think the benefits that farmers would receive from using them, would that outweigh the cost?
So the cost of the cover crop really depends on seeding method. I know there are quite a few people who aerially fly them on. There are people who drill cover crop seeds on. I even know someone who has a like cedar box attachment on a vertical tillage tool that they run in the fall anyway. So you are going to have some seed cost. Like I said, depends on what you're after. If you can get a cover crop to really kind of open up some root channel to the subsoil, I mean, that pretty well could offset, fuel charge of what you'd be paying to have that ground ripped in the fall. Not to mention you're over time going to build soil organic matter and soil health, plus stopping erosion. So, I mean, it's more than just a P&L economics of a one-year deal. We're looking at practices here that can bring a lot of benefits over time.
Jason says if you have an interest in cover crops, the field day is a great way to learn more about them.
If you have an interest in cover crops and you want to learn a little more about them and kind of just talk to and people who have been using them and get their opinions on them and how they manage them, This would be an excellent opportunity for guys with an interest to come on out and maybe learn a little bit more.
Once again, that was M&M Service Company seed specialist Jason Bowler. The cover crop seminar and field day is taking place this Friday, November 13th, beginning at 8:30 in the morning in Marine. American agriculture is doing its part to honor those who have served our country. The Farmer Veteran Coalition's program, Homegrown by Heroes, is the official Farmer Veteran branding program for America. The Homegrown by Heroes logo serves to inform consumers that products donning the logo were produced by military veterans. The Illinois Department of Agriculture and Illinois Farm Bureau have partnered with the Farmer Veteran Coalition to bring this initiative to our state. Manager of Business Development and Compliance for Illinois Farm Bureau, Cynthia Haskins, has more.
The Farmer Veteran Program is a statewide collaborative of which Homegrown by Heroes is a part of. And Homegrown by Heroes is a national branding program that was actually created by the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. And the organization reached out to Farmer Veteran Coalition, which is a national organization, and they are currently serving as the umbrella for this initiative. Illinois just fell in love with the Homegrown by Heroes label, and we now have the Homegrown by Heroes Illinois products label. So not only are the products nationally recognized, but we also have the capability of having products in Illinois being recognized at retailers and food service organizations. Now, this is a new program, so we're not going to see a lot of products out there immediately. It's going to take a while for us to help build the program, and the program for Illinois is actually being managed by the Illinois Department of Ag. The Illinois Farm Bureau got involved because we just fell in love with the program, as well as a lot of other states did. And so we wanted to make sure that this program was part of an all-inclusive effort. So we brought together over 40 organizations to roll up their sleeves and help create a mentorship program, identify land access, resources, how can we outreach to the veterans to let them know about the program. We will have a booth at our local and regional food summit this Thursday, November the 12th, to help sign up veterans for this program. And they do need to sign up. The program's free. They just need to go online at the Illinois Department of Ag website and either download an online application or one can be mailed to them.
So is this program mainly if there is a veteran who is now farming, this is something that they would be eligible for?
Absolutely. If they are a veteran who is currently farming or those who would like to be part of the program and they want to farm, because we do want to create mentorship programs to link up a veteran who's desiring to be a farmer and has not farmed before or interested in farming something different, to link them up with a farmer who has experience. And hopefully that farmer will also be a veteran so they could have a good networking connection. So anyone can call either the Illinois Farm Bureau or the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and we can assist anyone who would like to sign up for the program.
Once again, that was Manager of Business Development and Compliance for Illinois Farm Bureau, Cynthia Haskins, about the Homegrown by Heroes Illinois Products logo. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.